Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, so do you want to come in here?
Things are happening.
He's still here.
Things are happening.
Okay, yeah, so I want to... We're going to take this segment. We're gonna pivot and take this segment to tell you about something that just happened. Dusty is here. He is of noon to three fame on The Fan. His name is Dusty Hera, everybody.
The Fan Man.
Hey, long time no talking.
So you were hanging out. You were waiting to tell us something.
Yeah.
So you left your show. You went out to the parking lot. Mm-hmm. And what happened?
Well, there's a lot of weird stuff happens when you're coming and going from this building.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. This is the first time. This was something that would happen to Souk.
I'm glad it didn't happen to me and it happened to someone else because it always does happen to me.
Yeah.
And people are like, really? I'm glad finally someone else caught astray.
Yeah. There was a, I walk out of the building and there's a man who, well, the best description I can give you is he very ZZ Top looking fella.
Yeah.
And
was he homeless?
No. He was very nice. Super nice guy.
Are you sure he wasn't homeless? Sometimes it's hard to tell between artistic and homeless.
Well, especially around here.
Especially if you're like a go-getter homeless. There's levels to it.
Well, as the story goes, I think he's doing pretty well.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. So he goes, hey, is this Odyssey where Isaac and Zook are? And I was like, yep.
Oh,
yeah.
And he's like, can I get to him? Like, well, no, they're on the air. Which,
well, by the way, thank
standard.
God that your answer wasn't yes. If someone says, can I get to him? The answer to that question is no. It's a heavily fortified building.
Yeah, right? We got security.
You should have let him straight in. He was like, they're right in there. Here you go.
Come on in. Let me walk you to him.
Good luck. Bye.
I was so close to letting him do that. But I was like, no, you know, is there something that you need? And he's like, I need to get something to him. This is... for Mike Lynch. And at that point, obviously, perked my interest, attention. He goes into his backpack and he gets out a brown sack with Mike's name written on it.
Oh, no.
The only thing that is the saving grace of this is that it was for Mike Lynch, because if ZZ Top, who may or may not be homeless or an artist, says, I got something for someone, and then reaches into the bag, into his backpack, and produces a crumpled brown sack, that's usually your indication to run.
Yeah, I agree with that.
In the other direction, preferably in a zigzag pattern.
Side note, or actually...
Look, I'm primed to get stabbed.
Well, I thought you were going to get shot.
Yeah, okay.
Because Souk and I were thinking the exact same thing as you were telling us the story off the air.
Yeah.
He reaches into his bag. It's like, ooh, right there. I'm like, you either tackle
it. But I have something for Mike Lynch was very diffusing in this.
That is better, because if he said I have something for like Isaac or Souk or
out.
Something for you,
I'm
you
out.
Can't wait around to see what that is.
No.
You got to run.
If it was I have something for those two guys, I would have been like, nope. I'm not. This is not how I'm going out.
So don't say what's in it just yet. I want the people to guess what was in the bag. What's in the bag?
I can tell you that he said the first thing he pulls out of a bag, was a newspaper clipping, and he said, I am a street performer. Here is my a character sketch of him as a street performer.
What is he doing? What's he performing? Is he one of those guys that like pretends to be a statue?
No, he's playing a guitar. He's playing a guitar.
Okay.
And he does, he definitely, from the sketch, he looks like a homeless ZZ Top. It's
well, the ZZ Top look homeless.
They think that's ZZ Top.
Yeah. I mean, they're great. I love ZZ Top. Yeah. But, I mean, they looked homeless.
Well, but Billy Gibbons is a sharp-dressed man. This guy has more of a Portland ZZ Top vibe. You know, like Sasquatch meets ZZ Top meets street performer. And the when you showed me the bag, I was terrified of what was in the bag because, again, there's varying degrees of brown paper sacks.
Yeah.
This one had seen some stuff. This was not this was not a sack that you got from Starbucks, put something in it. Mm-mm. This man has had this sack for a while.
Yeah, it was a reused Grand Central Bakery bag.
Yes.
It's a sourdough bread bag, very crinkly.
A few times.
Yes.
Yeah.
Multiple things have gone in and out of that
bag. He's like my mom. He keeps every bag since 1970.
Yes.
Do we have guesses?
Okay, so I want the people to so he pulls out a newspaper clipping.
Yeah.
And then also he has a card in there. He puts a card in there.
Yeah.
And it says Jeek Jesus.
Yep.
So,
and that's it. No number, no nothing. It just says Jeek Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which, so, by the way, I love that he had, and by the way, this is a printed card.
I'd also like to, I think there's some context here that as radio men, we're on the bottom of the totem pole when it comes to
stalkers.
Yeah, or
super
like
fans.
Celebrity. Yeah, sure. Like, you know, I mean, we're on the pole, but barely.
Yeah.
Like, we're at the very bottom. I mean, so what that means
we're
is...
We're on a side stage, for sure.
And I'm sure you've gotten 100%. This. I know Suk has. Yeah. I certainly have. We've gotten some really weird things. Like, people are very thoughtful, but also, oftentimes, not oftentimes, sometimes, they're very odd with their gifts.
And they don't realize that their genuine gift... from their heart comes across as like severed doll head weird.
It's very odd.
It's,
at times, not always.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had some cool stuff. I don't know what really the coolest stuff you've gotten. One guy painted it. One guy never listened to our show. His wife did.
Yeah.
And he's like, and he was an artist. So he goes, I'm just going to paint those two. And he went and looked us up online and he sent us a cool watercolor.
That's awesome.
Suk and I.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, that's I don't even know who you guys are, but my wife loves you, so here's a watercolor of you. I thought that was cool.
That's really neat.
Yeah.
The we got the Tiger Woods bobbleheads. Remember when we got all like the Tiger Slam bobbleheads?
Yeah.
Which came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But
somebody just left them, right?
They just left them on the front.
Yeah, we've had some very thoughtful gifts, and then we've got some that you're like, I may have to seek a restraining order, and you try to be polite about it, but look, this is hands down one of these stranger interactions that we've had.
And we got guesses on the YouTube as well. I know we do on the text line.
Okay, give us some YouTube guesses and then I'll...
One person says a CD, being that he's a street performer. Another person says it's a taped song that he wrote for Mike. Someone else says it's weed. And someone else says it's $10,000.
I'm not going to lie.
$10,000.
My first thought was indeed drugs.
Yeah.
I just...
Well, okay, so we also have
the guy looked, the rumpled sack. Look, that's the sack that drugs come in. It just is.
Yeah, it does look like a bag of dope.
Yes, 100%.
We should say, too, if you don't know, Mike Lynch, our former producer, does have ALS.
Yes.
Yep.
So he's been battling that for the better part of the last, I think, year.
Year and a half-ish.
Year and a half, yeah. So on the text line, they're guessing Skittles.
Oh, okay.
Of course, drugs, cocaine.
Yeah.
Another one says, I'm going to say it's cash. His ear.
Oh. Ooh. Someone says Mike's favorite beer. Good guess.
Yeah, oh, that's a good guess.
Yeah, that's a great
Grumpy
guess.
Grumpy cat coffee mug. I'm guessing some sort of clay sculpture.
I enjoy the bag of flaming boo.
All right.
It does look like the sort of bag that would contain... I don't know about flaming, but look, if you opened that bag and there was human turds in it, I would not be floored. I'd be like,
well, that's just it. Is like, I don't think any of us could have, like, it could have been anything and we probably wouldn't be shocked, right?
No. Right. Because,
like, you just never know. So, Dusty, what was in the bag?
To my shock, he then opened the bag and faced me. It was a bag full of cash.
Which the cash guy's got it right.
Yeah.
He's giving him cash.
Yeah, it is the beauty of this station and your guys' dumb show.
Yeah,
is that this guy said he listened, he wanted to help Mike, and he said he wanted to spread his happiness.
Love that
he had gotten from playing music for people, and give a little something for Mike.
It's awesome.
And it was a bag full of cash. I don't know how much cash is in this bag, but it was a bag full of cash.
The bag full of bag full of ones, all bundled up, and it was in there loose, just like he just rustled them like a bag of cotton candy, just a bunch of ones thrown in there.
So
it's
he
good times.
Am I to believe that that Jeek Caesus went and played some tunes on the streets, got some tips, and put them in his old. Was it a Grand Central Bakery bag?
He said,
"I brought it down here."
I go, "Wow!" And I was like, "Well, what's your name?" And he said, "Don't want anybody to know my name."
Oh, I love people like this. Yeah.
He said, "I just want to spread my happiness," and he was gone.
And he did.
Yeah.
He spread his happiness.
That's awesome.
So,
Jeek Caesus.
Jeek Caesus, thank you.
Yeah. It also,
I'll be looking for you out there.
It shows the breadth of your reach of this show.
It is.
Yeah, how does he even hear us?
I don't know.
You know?
Well, P1.
Yeah.
P1.
P1.
Ear to the street, man.
Yeah. As you guys both accused him of maybe being a homeless man.
Well, he might be.
He's a P1, and that was awesome. I was stunned.
Did you look in it while he was present?
No. Well, he showed it to me, and then he handed it to me, and I was like, "I first of all don't know what I'm going to do with
like,
this."
Wow.
All right, let's go
to Wells Fargo.
I was thinking more like the Shady Lady right up the road. It's a bunch of singles. We have ourselves a grand old time, but you know we should probably give it to Mike.
I think that's the play here.
Well, I think we all get together and like we ruminate on it a little bit. We take a day or two and we come up with some ideas. But you know, I'm saying I think right now the leader in the clubhouse is giving it to Mike Lynch. But also, let's not discount the Shady Lady. I mean,
I think you're really wanting that karma. You're playing a dicey game here, friend.
Would there be, from a karma standpoint, is there something worse that you could do than a hard-earned $300-ish dollars that a street performer made through his own hard work and gives it to our producer suffering from ALS than to take that money and go and blow it in a strip club? I don't know if there is
I don't think so.
Karmic justice coming your way.
Like, because you're not even stealing from somebody you don't know. Like, a lot of these charity ripoffs, like, you know where this money is going.
Oh, no.
It's going to some gal named Venom with no eyebrows.
Did you take a delivery fee?
Just paying her way through college.
Paying her way through. Yeah, you get like a 10% finder's fee.
I'm not taking any of the fun. I am not messing with the karmic justice that this could deal me.
Thank you, Dusty.
That
was amazing.
That was amazing.
I'm glad you got to experience ZZ Top Cash Man face to face.
I am too. Sometimes you walk out of the building at the right time,
and a hero arrives.
Yeah,
a man of increase.
You know what? That is true.
Being a man of increase.
Caesus is indeed a man of increase.
Yeah. He is a man of increase.
I mean, that's just a cool thing.
It was badass, man. It was awesome,
and
it was really cool.
So I text Mike. Sometimes he can be hard to get to hold of, but maybe he'll text me back. I put out the cash, laid it on the table.
Well, and
right
we've
next
got
to the cocaine.
We've got a couple people at the station that I know.
I'm going to put it in the vault.
Yeah, would be able to.
Let's get it to Mikey.
We're going to get it to Mike. Yeah, we're going to put it in the vault until we can track him down.
Think about this. Just again, I'm ruminating here. Okay.
Yeah.
No Shady Lady. Okay.
I don't like this.
But we've got a couple $100. Why give Mike $300 when we can give Mike several thousands of dollars? Huh?
I mean, or $0?
Are you
with me? Winners.
I mean,
you got a few winners.
Okay, so let's talk this out.
All right. Yeah.
If we go up there,
I like this. Mm-hmm. We think.
Would we place it on? Like, what do you do?
Well, I mean,
most people just do red or black.
Yeah.
Well, now you know they have the board up there that shows you what the numbers have been.
Yeah, what they've been.
If it's been a run of black, would you bet red or black? Or if it's been a run of red,
I'd go red.
If there's one thing,
you'd go Oppo.
I'd go Oppo.
Oh, no. Wesley Snipes has taught me one thing, and that's always bet on black. I mean, who are we to go against?
No matter what.
Who are we to go against Wesley Snipes?
What if we put it on green?
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Well, now,
think about the return.
Then we're giving him way more.
What's that, like 35, 36 to 1 or something?
35 to 1 if you hit a zero.
Yeah. I don't know, guys. We're three sportsmen.
That's right.
We could find a 15-leg parlay that I think.
Well, on the YouTube, Harley says we need a TGL Tuesday bad.
See,
so that we can talk about TGL.
Exactly.
We do.
Right? I mean, come
on. Put Mike's money on the TGL. Who's going to explain it to Mike
which
when
would,
we lose?
Again, as someone points out, would Mike rather have $300 or the chance at $30,000? See,
yeah.
This is why I said, let's not rush to any sort of decision. We've got some time. Let's ruminate.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and make sure you don't have this bag of cash. We're going to get it to Mike.
Well, to be fair, it was intended for me and Rob.
Yeah.
To possess said money.
Again, I think karma working in
the
world.
I love how Suk just spins
put
it into
me in that spot at that moment.
Yeah, I think that's right. To
Rob
keep it out of the hands of Suk.
Rob would have run and or just not acknowledged him. Suk would have laid him out and then.
I still would add the money.
You know? I think in that moment, I was supposed to be the man
to get that sack of cash.
Yeah.
I do think Jeebus may have been looking down and wanted it to go to you. But the biblical parable, right? Like the talents, you don't bury your talent. No, you spread you invest. You invest. I just think the casino's calling us. That's all I'm saying.
Somebody said we should go gamble it. And then if we lose it, we'll just replace it with our own money.
See,
but if we do win money, then it can all go to Mike.
See,
that's not a bad way to go.
I feel a weekend trip coming on. I mean, is there anything to bet on this weekend?
I mean,
text line says, I'm pretty sure this is a plot to many movies. Results may vary.
Yeah. Yes.
Results may vary.
Yeah. You know, and that.
Well, Mike would bet it $1 at a time, so maybe we do that.
Yeah, it's depressing. I say we go all in.
Mike was a sports gambler.
$1 at a time.
I don't know if he still is, but he was, and he would bet $1.
Yeah.
Well, it's not the size of your unit, it's how you use them, okay? I mean, small units are fine to gamble with. You don't need to just be. Not everybody lives at the Rapp estate, right? I mean, he had his singles.
Yeah,
you know.
I'm just saying, in honor of him, let's
do that.
It is appropriate that we do have a bunch of singles because Mike was a dollar better.
Dollar better.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Jeeks. He's a ZZ Top Golf Cash.
That was
guy.
Awesome, dude.
Thank you, fan man.
And thank you, Dan. What's your name?
Dan.
Danny.
Oh, Dan.
No.
Oh, Dan.
He's the headliner on your show, right?
Dan and Danny.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm
listen to Dusty and Danny noon to three here on The Fan.
Or Danny and Dusty. Dusty and Danny is actually another show.
Oh, is it?
With Dusty Dvorak and Danny Kanell.
Wait, your show is Dusty and Danny?
No. We are Danny and Dusty. The other one is Dusty and Danny.
Yeah. Which is why they.
Do you work here?
Yeah. I'm here, aren't I?
Just be happy he's aware of your show.
I know. Yeah. Thanks, Rob. I appreciate you.
I see you every day. I love you. Love you.
Love you too.
Thanks, Isaac and Nuke.
All right. We'll be back. Here's Buck with sports.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.